Narn Ichin Húrin, The Tale of the Children of Húrin, by J.R.R. Tolkien. Edited by Christopher Tolkien and read by Christopher Lee. Chapter 1. The Childhood of Túrin. Hador Goldenhead was a lord of the Edain and well-beloved by the Eldar. He dwelt, while his days lasted, under the lordship of Fingolfin, who gave to him wide lands in that region of Hithlum which was called Dor Lomin. His daughter, Glorethel, wedded Haldir, son of Halmir, lord of the men of Brethil. And at the same feast, his son, Galdor the Tall, wedded Hareth, a daughter of Halmir. Galdor and Hareth had two sons, Húrin and Húor. Húrin was by 3 years the elder, but he was shorter in stature than other men of his kin. In this, he took after his mother's people, but in all else, he was like Hador, his grandfather, strong in body and fiery of mood. But the fire in him burned steadily, and he had great endurance of will. Of all men of the north, he knew most of the counsels of the Noldor. Húor, his brother, was tall, the tallest of all the Edain, save his own son Túor only, and a swift runner. But if the race were long and hard, Húrin would be the first home, for he ran as strongly at the end of the course as at the beginning. There was great love between the brothers, and they were seldom apart in their youth. Húrin wedded Morwen, the daughter of Baragund, son of Bregolas of the House of Beor, and she was thus of close kin to Beren One Hand. Morwen was dark-haired and tall, and for the light of her glance and the beauty of her face, men called her Elithuin, the Elven Fair. But she was somewhat stern of mood and proud. The sorrows of the House of Beor saddened her heart, for she came as an exile to Dor Lomin from Dor Thonion after the ruin of the Bragolach. Túrin was the name of the eldest child of Húrin and Morwen, and he was born in that year in which Beren came to Doriath and found Lúthien Tinúviel, Thingol's daughter. Morwen bore a daughter also to Húrin, and she was named Úrwen, but she was called Lalaith, which is laughter, by all that knew her in her short life. Húor wedded Rian, the cousin of Morwen. She was the daughter of Belegund, son of Bregolas. By hard fate was she born into such days, for she was gentle of heart and loved neither hunting nor war. Her love was given to trees and to the flowers of the wild, and she was a singer and a maker of songs. 2 months only had she been wedded to Húor, when he went with his brother to the Nirnaeth Arnoediad, and she never saw him again.